Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory that is due your name. Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way, O God. Lord, let your spirit prevail. Let your spirit move on this broadcast on this morning. And God, even as we celebrate the season of Thanksgiving, God, we have so many things, so much to be thankful for. Because if it had not been for you, God, where would we be? God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, for your faithfulness and so much more. Father God, we recognize you as the God of everything. And anything we need, God, that's all we have to do is ask. And we will be careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on today, could you turn them to 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse. 1 Samuel, 3rd chapter and the 10th verse. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, the Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel says, speak, for your servant is listening. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his holy word. As a boy, Samuel ministered to the Lord under the supervision of the priest Eli. Three times in the night, God called to Samuel, but he thought it was Eli. So on the fourth time, Samuel responded. He said, yes, Lord, your servant is listening. You see, God spoke to him about what was going to happen and gave him instructions for his life. You see, 1 Samuel 3 and 10 is a verse from the Bible where the Lord calls the young prophet Samuel, who responds, speak, for your servant is listening. This happens after the high priest Eli advises Samuel on how to respond to the repeated calls he heard in the night. You see, it marks a pivotal moment where Samuel officially acknowledges God's voice and is prepared to hear his message. People of God, do you know the voice of God? For the word of the Lord say, my sheep know my voice, and the stranger they would not follow. That is why so many are following strange voices, because they don't know the voice of God. They don't know, how can I recognize, how can I get to know the voice of God? You have to get to know the voice of God by deleting all distractions that are around you, by sitting still, by communicating with him, by having a relationship with him. God is not going to try to speak over the clutter. God is not going to try to speak over the noise that is going on in your life. We are talking about recognizing God's voice. You see, this verse is very meaningful. It's very meaningful. Yes, it is. Because it represents a direct, personal encounter with God after a period of spiritual silence. You see, Samuel went through a period of spiritual silence. He was silenced. And so after that, that's when God spoke to him. You wonder why you can't hear the voice of God. We need to learn to be quiet. We need to learn how to go through a period of spiritual silence. It does not mean that anything is going wrong with you or you going through something, there are times when people go, we just got to just shut up. And I often tell people, when you pray, don't be so quick to get up. Lay there and allow God to speak to you, to minister to you. Knock off all distractions. My God to thee. You see, Samuel's response establishes a model of the submissive and attentive posture required to hear. There is a certain posture that you must adhere to in order to hear the voice of God. And you must follow divine instructions. It also emphasizes that God desires a relationship and it is not confined to a location. Come on, get somebody. And his call is one of a personal thing. And it's not just informational or just communication. This is personal. So I want you to see the key aspects of this verse and the meaning of it. It is a divine initiative. You see, God initiates the conversation. Listen. And he actively seeking out Samuel to communicate with him directly. You are free to communicate with him directly. You don't have to go to the priest like they did back then. The veil has been ripped. You can go behind. You can go through now because it has been ripped. You can communicate with him yourself now. Come on here, somebody. And it's also is a personal encounter. You see, the word stood suggests God's presence was made tangible and personal, not just an abstract voice. He stood. He made himself known. That was a personal encounter. And see, there was a shift in Samuel's perception. This time, Samuel realizes the voice is divine, contrasting with his previous confusion. You see, sometimes you can get confused to see whether or not that's God talking to you or the enemy talking to you. Because I want you to know, there are two voices, Satan and God. Satan is an imitator of God. If you don't know the voice of God, and if you don't know God, and if Satan's speaking, he can make you think that is God speaking to you. But if you have the right posture and the relationship, you can know the voice of God. Remember, he said, my sheep know my voice. A stranger they would not follow. My God to thee. So, it wasn't any confusion. His response reflects his growth and the guidance he received. Eli taught him. Come on here, somebody. Eli guided him. Eli trained him. Come on here, somebody. That's why I say it's good to have mentors. Yes, it is. I thank God for my mentor every day. It's good to have mentors because we don't know everything. And God would use them to place them in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. And also, it speaks humility and readiness. God, I'm humbled. I'm ready to do what you have called me to do. And Samuel's reply was, speak, for your servant is listening. This shows humility and you're ready to serve and you're ready to obey God. This is a contrast to the spiritual deafness of the previous generation, like Eli's sons. Come on here. This is a whole new thing right here. Mm-hmm. And it's a model for all believers. Samuel's response is a model for how people should approach God's word today with an eternal, prepared heart, ready to listen, and you're ready to act upon it. My God. And it also serves as a pattern of relationship. This verse demonstrates the pattern of divine calling, human recognition, and surrendered obedience that is repeated throughout biblical history. People of God, God is calling you as well. But perhaps you're not answering because, like Samuel, you don't recognize his voice. Ha, yididio boche. Oh, my God. You have all these other loud voices telling you what to do, where to go, what to say, who you should be. Come on here, somebody know what I'm talking about. But there is one still small voice inside. And that's the voice of our Heavenly Father. Sometimes that voice gets drowned out by all the noise around us. And about it gets drowned out because we have distractions. But you have to be still. And you have to listen. Oh, my God. You can't put God on a timetable. Come on here, somebody. God is not like man. God knows what's best for you. And the reason he keeps calling is he has something amazing in your future. He has something for you to do. You cannot go on an assignment, without the instructions from God. It's just like you have to take a test. You cannot just sit there and just take a test without preparation. You have to study. Come on here, somebody. So when you answer that call, you are stepping into purpose. You are stepping into peace. You are fulfilling that which you have never known. When you step, when you answer that call, you have unlocked mysteries. You have unlocked gifts that is inside of you. Oh, my God. You have unlocked, watch this, a deeper relationship with God. So, people of God, the next time you hear that voice, instead of ignoring it or you pushing it down, say, yes, Lord, I'm listening. Oh, my God, let us pray. Father, thank you that I don't have to look to someone else to tell me who I am or what I should do. Thank you that I can and I do know your voice and follow you wherever you have commissioned me to go and do. Father God, I declare that I will be still and listen for the still small voice inside. Father God, show me what you want me to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. I pray God's blessings upon you and your household. That's nothing missing and nothing lacking. That everything that you believe in God for shall come to pass. I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And always remember, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-260.